But there I was, one day in that home for destitute dying, Sister Luke was gone. Ambulance pulled up and they had brought in a man who had died on the street. Now she always took care of that, but she was gone. So the young Japanese man and I looked at each other and we nodded our head and we agreed, we'll do it. And we took him back in the room where they prepared the bodies. We knew that he was Muslim. I didn't know how to prepare him for a Muslim burial, but I did know, I thought, how to wash with tenderness and with love. And the Japanese man and I held hands and meditated for a moment. And what I was thinking, and I'm sure he was thinking what I was thinking, I knew it. Even though we couldn't speak, our minds were in the same place. And I was saying to this man who had died, it looks like maybe nobody ever loved you while you were alive. But if you can be aware of us now, we want you to know somebody loves you now. And with that thought, we began to wash his body. And the love in the room was so alive. And as we're washing and not quite knowing what we're doing or how to do it, Sister Luke, the top sergeant, burst into the room and she said, "Do you know what you're doing?" And it scared us both. We stepped back and we said, "No, we don't know what we're doing." And she looked at us with this tender look that was not characteristic of Sister Luke. And she said, "Mother Teresa's favorite Bible verse is, 'As you've done it to one of the least of these, you've done it to me.'" She said, "You're washing the body of the Master." And that verse came back. "In my flesh, I shall see God." And I was touching this body, and it was a Muslim man. He wasn't even Christian, but it was Jesus. To me, the experience was that real, that alive. And I thanked this man that I had never known in his life for, in his death, giving me the experience of being with the Master and having the opportunity to touch him. And maybe then I understood for the first time what that verse meant. "As you've done it to one of the least of these," not just symbolically, but really, "you've done it to me." If I can touch you and give you all the love that is in me, I've touched the Master. I know who you are. I know, as I look into your eyes, I know God is in there. That's why you're alive. And I want to share God with you. I want to share love with you. I want to give you my love. And I want to give you the opportunity to love every person who comes up here for healing tonight. That's what these healing services are about. It's your opportunity to love. It's your opportunity to fulfill that verse and to understand. And as much as you've done it to any one of these, you've done it to the Christ, to the Master, to God Himself, not symbolically, but really. Heal one of His children. And you've given healing, you've given love to God. This is your opportunity to experience what Job was talking about. "I'm convinced in my flesh I shall see God." You know, the fundamentalist Christians like to say, "Believe in Jesus Christ and you shall be saved." And I grew up with that teaching, and I wondered, as I moved beyond my hard shell Baptist God in a box days, I wondered, what does that really mean? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And then as I visited Jerusalem and looked at Golgotha, this place that's in the shape of a skull, I realized that that shape of the skull is something that I encounter every day. In every pair of eyes that I meet, there are those caves where the Christ is buried. Believe in the Christ. If I'm going to believe in the Christ consistently, I have to believe in him in you. When I look into your eyes, I look for him. And if I love you enough, life comes out of you, and that's the resurrection. And as you come to life because you're loved, then comes that wonderful moment when power in you, when healing in you comes alive and says, I am the resurrection and the life. That's not a 2,000-year-old story. That's for us now, tonight. If I can believe in the Christ, in you, and if I ever make an exception, if I ever find a pair of eyes when I say, I don't believe God's in there, then I haven't believed in him. And I won't find him in that person. There are a lot of people who haven't been loved for a long time. And the Christ in them is well hidden back in the tomb. And all it takes to call him forth is to create a space of love that lets people let the love that is in them come out. Everyone wants to love, even the people who hide it most. Even the people who are hurting most, even the people who are most macho and don't want to show love, there's a being in there. There's a child of God in there. And there's a need to be loved. And those people, I got to tell you this, just a couple of months ago, I was in Toronto, Canada, and we did a healing service. And this man that was about so tall, you know, as he came up in the healing line and I was going to touch him, I had to stand on my tiptoes to touch his forehead. That guy was that big. But when I went to touch him, he threw his arms around me and he started to squeeze. And as he was squeezing me and I was holding him and hugging him, I thought, this man is really needing love. And then I thought, God, how can I meet his need? And you know what came into my mind? Be his mommy. He's not hugging you. He's hugging his mommy. And I knew he was. I was just being a substitute for his mother. And this man, 7 feet tall, hadn't been hugged since he was in diapers. And he needed it. Now, that's what this healing service is about. I want to hug you, and I want to love you, and I want all of you out there to allow me to be your arms for a moment. As people need healing and come up here, we're going to allow them to come up here so that I can be with them for a moment. Now, I'm not going to heal them, but I want you to. I want you to love each person that comes up here enough for them to let go completely. Let go of the stress that holds us uptight. Let go of the stress that gets embodied and keeps our dis-ease inside. Let go. If you and I can love enough to get people to let go, they will let go of their disease.